Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First, Ken, thank you very much for speaking with me on our 680 News line. As we speak, where are you right now, sir?
I'm in New York City in my office.
Fantastic. And, of course, you're going to be here in Toronto because we're going to get to see something very special, especially because we are talking about an anniversary. I do believe we're talking about, what, almost, what, 50 years?
Of 50 years, yes.
50 years of the Rolling Stones. And you, sir, are going to be able to exhibit some very special, unique, and probably never-before-seen pictures. First, I have to ask you, what is your relationship with the band members?
Well, I started working with them in 1972. I was assigned by Time magazine to do their America tour, the beginning of it, in any event. Time wanted to do a double spread layout, and because of my relationship with the promoter, Bill Graham, I called Bill and asked him if he could arrange this for me, which he miraculously did. And I joined the Rolling Stones in Vancouver in 1972, which was the first stop on the leg of the tour. Then we went to Seattle and San Francisco and Los Angeles. So I was with them for, I guess, a period of about 10 days, and we felt we had enough material to provide Time with two double-page spreads, because not only was I allowed to do the concerts, but I don't know, they sort of took an instant liking to me for some reason, and I was allowed to do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, they were staying at Michael Butler's home in Los Angeles. He was the producer of Hair, and I spent a couple of days up there, you know, photographing Mick by the pool, sitting in the living room, then rehearsing, and then, of course, you know, backstage and the concerts and everything.
Now, why do you think that they were so trusting to you?
Well, primarily because of Bill Graham. Bill Graham was a legendary promoter, and Bill became my mentor, best friend, big brother. Everything I ever did in music was because of him. I mean, he really took me under his wing and opened doors with the Rolling Stones, with Bob Dylan, with Springsteen, and on and on and on. I did a book that came out in October called All Access, and it's a retrospective of everything I've done in music over the last 4 or 5 decades. And the book is dedicated to Bill. And as I say in the dedication, none of the material in this book would have happened if it wasn't for him.
So what are some of the things that we do get to see? And even further with this question, were there ever times when they were just doing things and they were just like, look, you know, whatever happens, go ahead, you can snap pictures? Or did you snap some and you were just like, well, maybe the audience should not, or fans should not see this? I mean, are there poses or are there things that, you know, just happen and you just happen to just that lucky moment that you'd never get again, you got that picture?
Well, if you recall, on the 1972 tour, the Stones had hired Robert Frank to do a documentary to improve their image because of what happened at Altamont in 1969 when several people were shot and I think one people died. And Robert and I, jointly together, had total access to the band. I mean, there was nothing that we couldn't photograph, nothing that we couldn't shoot. And in Robert's case, you know, ultimately it was going to be approved by Mick. In my case, they left it up to me, and that's how sincere and strong the trust was, because they knew that I wouldn't release anything that would damage them or damage anybody in the photographs. And that's been my reputation all my life.
Is there, and this is probably the most unfair question, but what would you say is your favorite or most unique picture that you got of any one of the band members that really, really told the story of them, who they are? Because as we all know, when it comes to photography, it's just another way of artwork. It's another way of looking into somebody's soul, especially
sure,
when you get that moment.
Well, in 1975, the band, having now worked with them, then hired me to be the tour photographer. And we went out to Andy Warhol's house in Montauk for a couple of weeks of rehearsal. And I had, you know, run of the mill. I mean, I was living in the house. I could photograph anything I wanted. And I came in one afternoon, and I smelled somebody cooking bacon at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, I was like, you know, I stopped eating meat in 1980, but up to that point, I was a bacon freak. So I wanted to find out who was cooking bacon and would they give me a slice. And I walked into the kitchen, and I stopped cold for a second because here was Keith Richards up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Unheard of. He never woke up until at least 7 or 8 o'clock, and then they'd start rehearsing about 10 o'clock. And he was didn't have a shirt on, and he was cooking breakfast for himself. And I photographed this, and actually it's become one of the best-selling photographs of the Stones in the exhibitions I've had so far.
I love those kind of stories. You know, I've been doing this now for, 20 years. And
yeah.
I've got my own little stories, but stories like that, man, I can't even come close to touching. Those are incredible, but at least we're going to be able to see. How many pictures are going to be part of this this great exhibit?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I'm guessing maybe, you know, 12 or 13 or 14, maybe more. I don't know.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I do believe I have it. There's a book, too, isn't there, that you
yes,
released?
Yes, that's the all-access book I was just talking about, yes.
Yeah, exactly, because I've got the book. I just wanted to make sure I was connecting everything together.
Yeah.
You know, so for folks who may not be able to go down to the exhibit, get the book because, man, it is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, we are talking about the 50th anniversary. There's talk, and I understand that it may be a go, that they're going to be touring. What do you hope fans are going to get this from this exhibit? Because, let's face it, we're not going to have the guys touring forever, and they're not going to be around forever.
Right. Well, I hope that fans, one, get a chance to buy the book because it's been heralded by everybody in the music business as one of the best photography books on rock and roll ever done. And you know, plus the fact that I had Mick Jagger write a piece for the book, which is on the cover, and Keith Richards wrote a piece, and James Taylor wrote a piece. And plus the fact that there will be photographs in the exhibition that probably most of the people who go to see the exhibition will have never seen before.
I'll tell you something, my friend. Very rarely do I say that I am jealous of somebody else, but I am so jealous of you because you were able to help make history with your photography. Congratulations
well, thank you.
On
thank
that.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. Is there a website, too, if folks want to learn more about, you know, your book, you know, touring
yeah,
exhibits?
Yeah, I have a website and a Facebook, and it's in my name, Ken Regan.
Fantastic. Ken, thank you so much for this, and I'm crossing fingers I'm going to be able to stop by. If I don't stop by on a Thursday to see the exhibit, somewhere along the line I'm going to be there to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'll be up for a month, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you again, sir.
Okay, most welcome. Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.